America Unhinged Radio with Dr. John Diamond.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Dr. John Diamond. This is the show, America Unhinged, where we are fervently patriotic and unapologetically Christian. If you are watching me live, it is 9 a.m. Eastern time. We are on every day, 9 to 10 Eastern time. I usually have some guest hosts at the beginning and the end of the week. But you can also find me live streaming on BrighteonRadio.com. And then you can find us on Brighteon TV. Please share Brighteon.tv with as many people as you can. And then you can find me a little bit later on a rerun on Conservative Television of America. So today we're going to be talking all things health. Both of my guests today are really some people that understand the problems with our healthcare system and are offering, you know, really good solutions to help us come out from under that really corporate money-making scheme that they've set up. So we will be right back after this break.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Hey friends, Gene Ho here. You probably hear me on Brighteon Radio on Fridays at 4:30, but here's the interesting thing. I am the new editor-in-chief of George. So if you go to georgeonline.com, all we want is put in your email. As soon as we get all these issues out, we'll give you a notice in your email. So go to georgeonline.com.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
For your support of this platform, use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. My name is Dr. John Diamond. Again, please find me at AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. If you have an issue or a topic or a subject that you think that we'd be interested here on America Unhinged, whether you have a book, whether you have a DVD, anything out there that you know the mainstream media and the mainstream press, or if you just are on a startup and you don't have a whole lot of marketing money yourself, if you think that that is something that would fit in with this program, we're here to serve you and here to help you. In any way, trust me, I've been in your shoes where I have a very good book and really nobody that wants to help promote it and don't have the money to do that. So that's what I'm here to do, kind of like Aaron and her, just lift up the hands of those who are out there doing a good work. So please feel free to reach out to me over there at AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. I do want to remind you that Dr. Alan Keyes is available for speaking engagements. I've had him busy for the latter part of the summer and the early fall. So everything kind of falls into a little bit of a dormancy here around the holiday seasons. But Dr. Keyes is still available, so you can reach out to us there at imtv.us. I'm going to start. I told you at the beginning of the show that this is really going to be a health-based show, and this is a topic and a subject that is very important to me, has been for probably 30-some years now. That's why I'm glad to be here on this platform with Mike Adams and a lot of other great doctors, many, many great doctors coming through the Reawaken America tour that really care about people, you know, and don't put money and other things first. So let me just start off with a real quick scripture verse, and we're going to look at Jeremiah 30:17, and it says this, it says, I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they've called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. One of the things that I don't think we understand enough is the Bible talks about health a bunch. It talks about healing a bunch. But if that's not your wheelhouse, it doesn't jump out to you as it would with a doctor. Consider the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Luke was a doctor. So he writes about healing more than any of the other three. Why? Because that's his wheelhouse. That's what he's going to see. So we've got experts in the body of Christ who are doctors. This is their wheelhouse. This is where their vision is. For me, mine's government. Mine's the kingdom of God. So, you know, I specialize in those areas. Those things pop out to me off the word of God, and I can teach those very well. Again, just like in the medical establishment, we have believers who are born again, whose eyes are opened up, who read the word of God and understand things about health. And one of those people is our good friend, Dr. Mark Sherwood. I've had him on the program many a times in his run for governor down there in Oklahoma and just talking about current events. But today we're going to be talking about something that I'm really behind is his Functional Medical Institute. So, Dr. Sherwood, welcome to the program.
John, thanks for having me as always. I'm just honored to be here, and I'm even greater honored to call you friend.
Amen, brother, and I definitely agree with that. I want to really let you kind of run with this because this I've been looking through your website, the Functional Medical Institute. You and I have talked. It really is about getting healthy and staying healthy. The medical establishment has no incentive to get you healthy or keep you healthy. They want you to be sick. They want you to be on $800 a month worth of pharmaceuticals and everything else. And this is a total mind reset that has to take place among the people of the earth. So talk to us about your medical, your Functional Medical Institute.
Well, I'm a doctor of naturopathy, and my wife is an osteopathic doctor. And then we have several nurse practitioners that work within our clinic. So our expertise lies in not, you know, dismissing the potential benefits of medicine, but really inclusive of all the principles you just mentioned in the intro, you know, physical, emotional, spiritual. There are seven principles with which we operate in that we really work with in the confines of our practice within the human experience, and that would be nutrition, sleep, stress management, movement. Those four you have control over, and we help that. And then we have genetics, hormones, and peptides, which you have no control over. So we really work the whole system, and overriding those seven pillars, if you will, John, is the idea of emotional and spiritual health. A couple more scriptures to point out, 3 John 2, as we all are familiar with, and then 2 Chronicles 7:14, that healing your land idea is really about healing this dirt suit, right? This skin bag, as my wife calls it. And so Jesus did not go around managing diseases. Let's just get that clear. And we can't fight for our country if we're dead. And we also need to understand the greatest distractions we face today are demonic, and they're demonic in nature to the core, and they're fourfold: death, sickness, disease, and lack. And so we've got to like wipe that out of our system. It is a mind reset, as you correctly and so eloquently stated, but it's also a heart reset as well. So my wife and I are gifted in the area of healing. I don't mind saying that. God gets all the glory and the credit. And so we're like those light sockets that people plug into. And if they plug into that light socket, they're going to get power. And the power doesn't come from us. It comes through us into them. And people do get well.
You know, and as a theologian, and again, my mom was, she did what you did. She was a nurse for a holistic doctor, and she really got us off all the drugs and stuff when I was very, very young. So health and medicine and wellness and stuff has been kind of at the forefront of what I think. And when I think about the Word of God and I study, I know the Bible says it has been allotted man 120 years. And yeah. that always amazed me. I'm like, is everybody start off with like 120 years? Lifespan, and then we just do things to mess that up over the period of our lifestyle. You know, I remember when I smoked cigarettes before I became a Christian, they'd say every cigarette takes whatever, 6 minutes off your life. And I thought about that, and I'm like, you know, do we start at 120 and then we just ruin it with what we put in our bodies and what we do? So it's just really, it's something to think about. But you know, I lived a life that wasn't probably the most, I guess, say, glorifying to my body. So this is why I want to start doing what your programs are there, because I mean, they look very, very interesting. The webinar, the shakes, just the whole program. Tell people about really what we would need to do. Speak like you're speaking to me and say, hey, you want to get on this program? Here's how you do it.
Well, John, obviously, we're personable and we want to build the relationship, first of all. It's not what we say. It's what we do and how we glorify God. People can go to our website. We have a special one that we created just for you. Just FYI, it's Sherwood.tv/Dr. John, you know, and it's right there. And people can log in. You can become a patient with us and we can work with you one-on-one, even distally through Zoom. We can get blood work, DNA done distally as well. And we have a free webinar that's twice a month. I don't want people paying us any money until they understand what we do, and then they can schedule appointments. Now, you know me, so we would go straight there. We also have other angles, if you will, for people to be able to avail themselves to our services. We have video courses, video audio courses. It's called Health Secrets Exposed. When that's 13 30-minute sessions where we actually teach you these principles we're talking about and more. Then we have a 14-day reset with people that maybe need a kick in the backside. You know, it's right there. And we provide all the supplements, the detox plans, and all that stuff for you just right there. And then we have a whole 120-day reset plan that really people can take 4 months. It includes a video course, detox, and a whole bunch of other things. And we really have those pre-packaged out there for people that just not necessarily want to work with us. And so we have our Kingdom Fuel. As you know, that's something that we came up with. It is really a sustainable 2-year-plus sustainable food supply that's a whole meal. It's the organic pea protein, organic greens and reds, fibers, both soluble and insoluble, and multivitamins and multiminerals. So we really have it all covered. And so if I'm talking to you individually, which I am, and, you know, I would say, John, if you really, really, really want to live out God's fulfilled purpose in your life and give your body the chance, the opportunity to fulfill the expectancy of those organ systems, and it might be 120 years, then we are the ones you want to partner with. And to that end, it's very important to understand that God knows our choices, beginning to end. He knows forward, backwards, and the middle at the same time. You know, eternity swallows up the concept of time. But most people really kill themselves one fork at a time. And we don't want to do that. I want to make sure that Dr. John Diamond fulfills every part of his life that he needs to. And life is an acronym, living in fulfilled expectations. Fulfillment is the key. If we pull the F out of there, the fulfillment, what do we have? L-I-E. Life becomes a big fat lie. And I don't want to live like that, man. And everybody that I connect with, I want them to experience and feel that passion so that healing can go into them. And so we will walk you down the pathway, show you the way, just like the Samaritan did, show you how to do it, and then get you on the pathway to healing.
Yeah, and that's what I kind of started and opened up the show with, because, I mean, as a theologian, one of my most important scripture verses is where Paul said, I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God's word, right? And that's the problem that we have in the American Christian church, is we oftentimes don't get the whole counsel of God's word for many, many reasons. One, that just because maybe that ain't the pastor's wheelhouse. You know, we hardly ever talk about government. You know, if we do, then, oh, you're not supposed to be political. No, the Bible talks about government and instituted government, and he created government. It's the same with health. So to understand, you know, that we're supposed to have the fivefold ministry that trains the saints for the work of the ministry, not everybody's called to stand behind a pulpit. You know, some people are called to sit in the halls of government. Some people are called to sit in a medical office. I mean, it's just we really need to broaden our idea of the kingdom of God and all its various components.
We do. And as Christian people, whether someone is out there listening as a Christian or not, it's kind of irrelevant. Just know that godly principles work all the time for people that don't believe him or do. They do work, you know, right? And unfortunately, in today, in the body of Christ, this area we're talking about, health, is bigger than the elephant in the room. In actuality, John, there's no difference in the health of the believer versus the health of the world in general. And John, that's not okay. That, to me, is the epitome of really apathy in the body of Christ, allowing us not to be affected. Because I look at it like this, and I do believe that this is biblical correct in all aspects. 1 Corinthians 3 and 6 talk about this body being the temple. Well, the temple is representative. It's a representative of the home of Christ. And it's not a building. It's not a church. It's not a pastor. It's who we are. And so I walk around, and, you know, we're friends. We see each other in person. I have to, should, care about how my appearance is, because I'm representing Christ. My body is the, indeed, business card. And unfortunately, in people today's world, you know, there is now, believe it or not, we used to have this fat shaming idea. Now it's fit shaming. You know, like, you're one of those radical people or a freak. My wife and I get called that a lot, and got to give her a shout out. Today's her birthday, by the way. But, you know, it's interesting, and we're going to keep pushing, and it's an honor. It's some of the greatest honor to see people healed. We see it all the time, John. I saw yesterday, a guy that had been type 2 diabetic for several years. Guess what? He's not anymore. It's gone. And he's like, what do you mean it's gone? I was told I can't reverse that. Stop. Hard stop. There are many diseases that are actually mainstream. I call them diseases of the affluent. Type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, cancers, heart disease, autoimmune, osteoporosis. John, we shouldn't be having those things, man. They're the extreme they are. And we are neglecting this. Sorry to go on a little rant, but it's very important for people to hear the words today and know they're not coming from me, they're coming from God, and it's an urgency in this time to get this. We have to have the courage to kick out the donuts, and I'm being funny with that, just like Jesus had the courage to kick out the money changers, the buyers and sellers from inside the temple, because it disturbs and upsets the healing power of God. And so that's not just symbolism, that's actuality. If we have the mind of Christ, I'm not going to let anything in this thing that's going to hurt me. And if it's there, I'm going to have the courage to help Christ by his strength kick it out of there right now.
Yeah, and I did, and actually I'm working on it again now, called a faith training, just telling how people operate by faith. But one of the components I added at the end of the course was faith healing. And, yes. And I talk about, I mean, if you actually look in the Old Testament, when God gave his law, and then Deuteronomy 28 says all these curses will come upon you. Go through that list and see how many of those deal with specifically with sickness and boils and, I mean, all kinds of things. Right. When, you know, a lot of times when Jesus healed, he just didn't say you're healed. He said your sins are forgiven. So it was their sins that had polluted their body that caused them to get sick. So, again, I mean, we understand that as believers, you know, that, you know, you get those sins forgiven. I mean, but then what about us? What about us who are already walking with Christ, those whose sins are forgiven? but we're still, you know, polluting the temple. And I think that's where you come along. I mean, we got to have both components there. We can't ignore one for the other. But what you're doing is what I need. I need that 14-day kickstart in the butt. So it's great. I'm just reviewing your website now. I look forward to partnering with you on that and doing a lot of these things. I mean, you've got fat burner, core supplements. My mom's had me on supplements my whole life, pretty much. And my wife has started to take that mantle up a little bit, taking care of our kids. Because, again, the healthcare system is in disarray. I mean, it is very, very close to falling apart. I just got an email that talks about the medical system in collapse after a mass exodus of doctors and nurses. And it says it's undisputable that 334,000 medical staff left the workforce in 2021. So what you're doing is so, so critically important to get people healthy. So, I mean, they wouldn't have to go anyway because it's corrupt. But now you and then I got Adam Hartage coming on afterwards that helps us talk about some of this stuff, too. The importance of getting and staying healthy at this point in American history is critical.
It is, and you mentioned the system that is on the verge of collapse. Look, it's a demonically oriented system based upon Galatians 5:20, you know, the whole idea of pharmakia. Depending on the pharmacy or sorcery or witchcraft, depending on what interpretation you use in the old Greek, but it is a dependency upon those things to bring healing, and they do not. All they create is a potential, at best, management. Are we saying medications are bad? No. But one of our main two driving principles here is to eliminate all unnecessary usage of medication. Mm-hmm. And the second one is really powerful, to eliminate all self-imposed, choice-driven disease processes. And so we have to understand the most powerful structure that we know is that I call it the triune or the Trinity structure, physical, emotional, spiritual, or Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we have to make sure in the human experience we have the physical, emotional, spiritual strong so that we can stand in the times of testing, stand in the times of trouble. And I think today's world, we're seeing clinicians, physicians, people in the healthcare space that really are getting the message. And I consider God being the source of the healing. So they're seeing it for what it is. They're seeing it for what it's declined to become. We all saw it with the tyranny that was initiated. And now you're seeing people switch and move. And I've watched, you know, my wife and I have been at this for more than 10 years. So this is not new stuff for us, by the way. We were doing it way before the Reawaken America tour. But, you know, I believe God has used this time to, well, let's just use a play on word, to awaken, you know, mm-hmm. people from a woke situation and realizing that we need to turn it around. So we're seeing a trend towards more clinicians shifting out of that system to create a more opportunistic, holistic section of healthcare to give people a true choice. You know, we're not saying emergency medicine is bad because we've got some cool stuff. We're saying that pharmacy should not be first line, John. And I have a saying that we've used here many times, and people, you know, put it on T-shirts and sweatshirts, but it says this: a pill for an ill is not God's will. We have to get that out of our mind, out of our heart, out of our soul, out of our life, so that we understand that God is about healing. Jesus violated every social distancing rule there was. He touched the leper, right? And so we got to get a whole mindset, heart shift in the direction of understanding who God is and that he does have healers on this earth. And most of our sickness and disease is self-generated. In other words, I don't want to see a gathering of people called a church serving garbage, making people sick, and having them try to have the arrogance to pray it out of them. To me, that's the epitome of hypocrisy and some farcical, whimsical behavior that makes no difference at all. We need to have the courage to talk about these things, to bring healing to the table, and watch what God does. It's going to be and is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought up, you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, where it talks about body, soul, and spirit. We're a triune being. You can't do something to one part of your being without it affecting another. That's why I brought up, you know, sin, because, I mean, sin can infect the rest of your body, right? I mean, people, you can Google stress. What is the medical complications of stress? That's not a pathogen. That's not a bacteria. But stress can cause things with your body. So if it's not a sin thing, if it's not a stress thing or a psychological thing, then it maybe is just a body thing. You've put a bunch of crap in your body that needs to be transformed and to get out. So I wanted to let you take about the last 2 minutes that we have here to really talk about how to get the people signed up and pointed in the right direction.
Well, I'm encouraging people right now to go to sherwood.tv/Dr. John, and you're going to see Kingdom Fuel on there. If people want to get good meal, $5 or less per meal, to you know, have a choice out there of what's good, get that immediately. You stock up on that, and then you select one of the programs that you want to get involved in right now. And just like you, you'll be involved as well in talking about your story, which is really cool. But John, we want to get people there right now. And it's, we're not in this for ourselves, folks. We're in this to serve God and to give you the gift of healing in your life. And I want you to have that, because it's so important to understand that God did not make you to walk on this earth to walk around sick, busted, defeated. That's not his point. That's not his purpose. He put you on this earth to serve him. And if you're a kingdom person like we are, you understand that we're here as ambassadors for a window of time. And when we're done, we're going to go right back where we came from. But while we're here, let's truly do our job. And let's fulfill the purpose of God in our lives. And if you'll allow us to help you right now and allow us to become a part of your life, together we'll make an amazing difference in this world as we bring light into a darkened world.
Amen, brother. Hey, I appreciate all you do. I know I got you scheduled to come back on. I believe it's December 1st. We'll talk about something totally different, because you are a worldly man who understands not only politics and government and medicine, everything. You're a great guest. We'll see you next time.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200-plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Hi everybody, Doug Billings here from The Right Side. Hey, if you want to have your own daily dose of intellectual maturity, join me every Tuesday night on Brighteon TV. For the Republic, believe it. Cheers.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. I hope you enjoyed that first segment. Again, this is really going to be a show on health. And I could have interchanged these really guests in either way. Dr. Mark Sherwood was really talking about, you know, how to take care of our temple, how to fix our temple, how to get it. You know, if you're like me and you've just, you know, burned the candle at both ends for many years, you probably need a kickstart and a restart to get our health back on track. So I would encourage you to go over there to Sherwood.com.
Brighty on Radio and BrightyOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighteon Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighteon Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Brighteon Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
An indication. So on this show, one of the things that you've heard me say on many occasions that this whole COVID crisis was really nothing more than a redistribution of wealth. All right. They knew this thing was coming a year beforehand. And that's pretty easy to prove. I want to show you. I'll have the producer put up, the CDC's website here. And you can just go to right there. It says the CDC Museum timeline of COVID-19. If you scroll down right to where it says late 2019, what's it say? Oh, we found some people start experiencing some. It says a cluster of patients in Hubei province in the city of Wuhan began to experience symptoms of an atypical pneumonia-like illness that does not respond well to standards of treatment. This is what they were calling a novel coronavirus. Oh, we've never seen anything like this before. Well, if that's the case, then why is it that the federal government and the House of Representatives and the Ways and Means Committee submitted the CARES Act a full year before the CDC even understood that there was a problem? Go to the website HR, and this is congress.org. H.R. 748, CARES Act, which basically took about $800 trillion and gave it to you know, and everybody that was in their camp. But if you look at the sponsor right there on that top line in that white box, Representative Joe Courtney, Democrat of Connecticut, introduced it on 1/24/2019. So how in the world, are you introducing a CARES Act? How are you understanding that you need $800 million or whatever it was a year before the CDC even acknowledges that this novel coronavirus existed? So if you don't understand that this is a conspiracy, this is a smoking gun. I mean, you can actually click through that website and look who sponsored it, look who signed off on it, look who was on the House Ways and Means Committee. Don't you think somewhere along the line in the year from there to the time that we actually started freaking out that somebody would have said, what in the world's a coronavirus? Nobody heard of that, before they started freaking out there in, you know, March, pretty much March, I'd say, for the most part of 2020. So this is just one great big planned conspiracy. And I hope you recognize and hope you see that by now. And a lot of people are. Again, a lot of people are waking up to this whole thing. To me, it was just a redistribution of wealth. That's one of the communists. If you read my book in 2006, and I said the three key identifying features of communism is a strong centralized government that has all the power, atheism, and then a redistribution of wealth. Those three things, you can tell that you're living under a communist government if those three things are at play. So, you know, we had a separation of church and state in the early 60s, which was the first salvo of communism against this nation. You know, basically the Declaration of Independence would be unconstitutional now because it talks about the laws of nature and nature's God and our creator gave us our rights and we're appealing to the supreme judge of the universe. I mean, you can't even read a Declaration of Independence in a public school anymore without it being a violation of separation of church and state, which again is a communist manifesto. The Soviet Union's, I think it's 1936, Article 124, the Constitution of the Soviet Union says separation of church and state very clearly. So everything that we're dealing with, from atheism to this strong centralized government that basically can tell everybody in America, this is un-American, it's all un-American, it's communist. And that's why I wrote in my first book, America is no longer America. America is now an atheistic, communistic, totalitarian police state wrapped in an American flag as a facade. So hopefully we're going to be doing a documentary on my first book and really laying all this out. The banking crisis of, what was it, 2008? Same thing, just a redistribution of wealth. Oh no, the banks are going to collapse and oh, everybody's going to be living in poverty. We need to give all this money to these rich corporate bankers. Yeah, what did they do? They took all the money we gave them and they bought everything else. So now they control everything, including the medical establishment. So we need to come out from under this really Babylonian type of system. And this is what Dr. Mark Sherwood is. My guest on the second half was going to be Adam Hartage. We've been unable to contact him, but he has a video that's 34 minutes long. He's a part of the Clay Clark Reawaken Tour, and I'm going to put it in. So if you go to my website, AmericaUnhingedRadio.com, subscribe to my Rumble channel, I'll upload this video and put a link to Adam Hartage's video, which is about 34 minutes long. We don't, of course, have time to show that at length here. But since he was the guest, I still want to give him this time slot. So I'm going to play probably about 12 minutes of his video. You'll still have another 20 minutes to watch, but you're going to see how important it is, that you reach out to him, and we'll get him back on at some point. But this is a important work that we're doing. I left my job because I refused to be masked. I refused to be vaccinated. I've got a family. What am I going to do about health care? What am I going to do about all these things? Well, I do what Dr. Sherwood said in the first thing. You get healthy so you don't get sick and need health care. But then also we've got Adam Hartage has got a real good solution. So we're going to go ahead and play probably about 11 minutes of his 34-minute video here.
Now, our next presenter here is, how many of you are looking for a medical system solution where you don't have to take an RNA-modifying nanotechnology shot just to get a checkup? You don't want an RNA-modifying nanotechnology shot, you know, to have ankle surgery, or right? Okay. So our next presenter, he served in the military for 20 years. He's a 20-year military veteran, And then he became the CEO of this organization called the Remote Health Solutions. Adam and his company are working to build the medical economy 2.0 through his pocket care program available to each of you on his website, which is RHSUSA.com. That's RHSUSA.com. And now, without any further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Adam Harding!
Young kids, if you're an elderly patient who's tired of like bad care through Medicaid or Medicare, if you don't have insurance, Adam Hartage here with Remote Health Solutions.
Adam Hartage, CEO of Remote Health Solutions, a veteran himself. Adam,
if you're like me and you are sick and tired of the healthcare system as it exists, I pay an insane amount of money just for access to healthcare insurance, which doesn't even do much for me. There's got to be a way for me to access the kind of care that I need, that my kids need, that my spouse needs. And it's got to be more effective, cheaper, transparent. I think transparency is a big issue these days. There's got to be a better way. Here to tell you right now, there is. And I'm very excited to show you that today. So keep watching. We're going to walk you through it. October 7th, 2021, I watched as one of the major hospital systems in New York fired 1,400 hospital workers for refusing to get an experimental vaccine.
As COVID cases spread and emergency rooms fill up, hospitals have to make some tough choices about who gets seen and who doesn't.
About a year ago, there's a mother called me up who's in tears because she could not get her six-year-old daughter into the pediatrician's office because her six-year-old was unvaccinated. These people have been basically discarded like waste for refusing to let someone else mandate what goes into their body. This is insane. Being told what you can or can't do. I mean, this is not a left or a right issue. This is a very simple, are we a society that values the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the fundamental concepts that America was built on. And the medical industrial complex is broken. The worry, the paranoia, the fear, the expenses, the wait times, government overreach, mandates, lockdowns, tyranny. And it just could not sit with me. And I was like, this will not stand.
Let's bring in Adam Hartage, CEO of Remote Health Solutions, a veteran himself. Adam.
Mr. Hartage, first of all, I want to thank you for your service to our nation.
Hospital systems become overburdened. The world is going to look more and more frequently towards telehealth. Medical is one of the pillars of society that must hold. Honest, ethical medical care, access to that care must hold, or society does not maintain itself. We're going to figure out how to hire every single healthcare worker in this country that stood against medical tyranny and were fired as a result of it. We're going to offer a service that allows patients to be seen by those people.
Complete remote virtual diagnostic examination of a patient anywhere on the globe.
And we're going to do it at rock bottom prices. People are not going to go back to sit in the waiting room of the doctor's office. We're going to build Noah's Ark for medicine. You've got these super, super inefficiencies where it takes 4 to 6 weeks to get in to see a doctor. If it's on a weekend, the only option is for you to go to the ER. And the ER is going to cost you $1,000 or $2,000. You may or may not get access to the care that you need. You may or may not get the results that you want. And you may actually come out of there and need a second opinion, which is going to take you another 6 weeks to get scheduled and everything else. In our world, you sign up, click, I want an appointment right now. 90 minutes later, it's all said and done. A sick patient doesn't need to see a doctor in 2 weeks. A sick patient needs to see a doctor that day. Our company stands in the gap, and we defend medical freedom at all costs.
It was like a God saying, the heavens open.
From the time you create the account and make your appointment, it's just a seamless process.
Almost invariably, we get to see those patients the same day.
83-year-old Jacqueline Dolce lives in Wyoming, but she has daily video visits with a registered nurse with Chesterfield-based Remote Health Solutions.
You get access to our network of freedom-loving, top-quality medical provider. Unlimited basis with one simple monthly fee. Vaccinated, unvaccinated, white, black, brown, man, woman, child, it doesn't matter. Blue-collar, barely getting by individual, or if you're the wealthiest person in the world. It doesn't matter. The access is the same and the care is the same. It's on your schedule. It's wherever you're located. You take the doctor with you. Hundreds of providers around the U.S., freedom-loving, God-fearing Americans that want to provide care to people the new way.
That is to be a member of a system which is incentivized to keep you healthy. A system which is much more transparent, cost-effective, faster on time, efficient, provides easier access to the care that you need, and more flexible, and covers you no matter where you go in all of your travels. Now, the choice, my friend, is yours. We can't wait to welcome you to the RHS family.
Thank you. thank you very much. That, frankly, this entire moment, it was not expected, but it brought me to tears. Thank you. You know, it's, all right, well, out with this thing. Yeah, it's funny, I paid a speechwriter, actually one of President Trump's former speechwriters, to write me a hell of a speech, and I intended to give it to you all, but I figure you've probably heard enough speeches. I'll give it another time. So what is this all about? It is about two things. One, tyranny versus freedom and our children. And that's it. I have had it. I have had it. 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting there in a damn hotel room. Pardon my language, especially in a church. Oh, gosh. 2 weeks ago, didn't realize where I was. Sorry, Lord. We'll talk about that later. 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting in a hotel room. We're at our conference for our company, for all of our providers, freedom-loving medical providers, 99% of whom have all been fired or forced to resign for refusing the vaccine, for refusing the mandate, for refusing an experimental gene modification therapy that I don't care if you need it or don't need it. It's not about the damn... There we go again. It's not about the vax. It's about freedom. It's about... I fought for 20 years. Four wars, six deployments. I served under General Flynn. I was very honored to serve under that man. I served under him in a national task force. He had no idea who I was. I was one of his clandestine operatives. I spent about 8 years getting to run around the world doing bad things to bad people who were trying to hurt Americans. And then I came home and I don't even recognize this country. I thought I was done. Like, I just wanted to go away, right? So I'm a CEO of a company now. We started this company 5 years ago. It's not like we're COVID grifters. We started a telehealth company because we had some cool technology and we said, you know what? The military can use this overseas, and we can use this around the world, and medics in the field can provide better care, and they can properly diagnose stuff that's going on. Because me, for example, my own story, in 2011, I woke up in Afghanistan, in Kandahar, 2 days before I was supposed to rotate home, and I couldn't walk, and I couldn't see. And, of course, everybody immediately goes to, well, you got blown up. You have a traumatic brain injury. I was like, I did not get blown up. I fell out of my bed. You know, it's like, I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. But there was a bunch of misdiagnoses and everything else. And I came home and found out that I was an MS patient. And my team leader came home same time, found out he was a lupus patient. And we both kind of scratched our heads. We said, what's going on with that? Because these are both autoimmune diseases that typically impact women more than they do men. And not only that, but they're so closely related. And really, at the end of the day, does the medical community even know really what MS is? The short answer is no, they don't, other than they know how to diagnose it with testing. But that's about it. I digress. The point is, I served, and I wanted to come home, and I wanted to grow a business. I wanted to be left alone. There are two kinds of people in this world. There are those of us in this room, I guarantee you, unless there's like an interloper in here or something, all of us just are the kind of people that want to be left alone. Let me raise my kids, stay out of my life. I will pay my taxes and do my civic duty. I will show up for jury duty. I will do all of that stuff that I, there you go, I caught it. All of that stuff, that's the military man in me that I've got a couple of my employees right there. They know. That's about the cleanest my mouth has been in the last 5 years, I'm sure. So, especially since all ever COVID lockdown. So, what have we seen? This is an absolute attempt at a Marxist overthrow of the U.S. and the entire Western civilization. Nothing less. Nothing less. I remember in March of 2020, when they said 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and I looked at my wife, my beautiful wife, Lindsay, she's sitting right there, and I looked at her and I said, they're going for it. They're going for it. It's going to be, it is not 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It is going to be a complete, utter, for all the marbles, Marxist attempted overthrow of everything in the West. And I was pretty upset about it because I just left the government, man. I got my 10 toes and my 10 fingers, and thankfully serving in the Army did not cost me an arm and a leg. And I can make that horrible joke because I was in the Army. So, but for a lot of men and women, it did. And it still is gonna. In the fight to come, we haven't even seen the start of a fight. So I implore you right now, if you want a call to action, here's your call to action. Protect those kids at all costs. Do everything you can. That is, if you weren't awake before, if that wasn't the line in the sand, it better be now. Anyone comes close to my kid with one of those shots?
Now, if you go to my website, AmericaUnhingedRadio.com, and you scroll down, you can subscribe to my Rumble channel. I'll be uploading this video, and in the notes, I'll have the links to both of my guests, Adam Hartage and Dr. Mark Sherwood, and how you can utilize those services. But that's the same thing that I said to my family when this thing started. It's not going to be 2 weeks. All right, it's a lie. It's the same thing they told Daniel when they said, hey, you can't pray for 30 days. Daniel was like, yeah, right, 30 days. If I give into that, then it'll be 60 days and 90, and then you'll just tell me I can't pray. All right, you can't let another human being tell you what to do and how to live your life. That's slavery. All right, and our founding fathers understood that. So go to my website, AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. Please subscribe there and also subscribe to the Rumble channel, and we'll put the rest of this video in the description and in the link. We're supposed to have about a foot of snow here tomorrow, so I hope to see you tomorrow morning. God bless.